As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's still a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Friday, March the 26th. Boy, how nice Friday. March the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can certainly pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96. Out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. That's, once again, Box 96, Small Town America, Exeter, E-X-E-T-E-R, Mo, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. The listener call-in number remains throughout the broadcast at 866-841-1065. Those contact information and so much more available on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. You might consider becoming a member of the Oracle Broadcasting listening team if you want. You can certainly do that. Find out all about it on the webpage. Precious metals begin the recovery after short covering. We talked about that a little bit yesterday. We'll continue it today. Rising U.S. dollar index, well, that's always on the plate. Today we'll go into the history of law, corporations, a first look at that, continue some more of our discussion from various legal books and law sources, becoming jurisprudes right here in our internet homeschool classroom. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to those market reports for Friday, March the 26th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour ago. Gold was trading up $6.80 an ounce at $1,097.80. Silver up 32 cents an ounce at $16.90. Platinum up a buck at $1,599 an ounce for platinum. And palladium up three at $454. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,093.10 for a low, $1,101.10 for a high. The London Gold Fix, the London Bullion Market Association, the LBMA. This morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,098. We're just a couple of pennies below that right now. The SPDR Gold Shares, GLD on the internet, if you want to look it up. The SPDR Gold Shares, their website, by that name, we see them continuing to add to their gold position. They are now holding 1,124.65 tons of gold and valued at $1,096.70. It represents $39.51 billion. Well, no small player there. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 5 points at 10,841. The NASDAQ was off one at 2397 and the S&P down two at 1,166. Much more to come in today's broadcast. Stay tuned.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned right here on our Friday, March the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we're casting off the shorelines and getting underway on our today's two-hour broadcast. We come to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Let's go back in and close out this market report for today. Active trading out of New York City again, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. An hour ago, we found gold trading up $6.80 at $1,097.80. Silver up 32 cents at $16.90. Platinum up a buck at $15.99. And palladium up three at $454. The crude oil this morning goes up 53 cents a barrel. That's not necessarily good news, but we were warned long ago, if you're a regular listener to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, you knew that you could expect by fall or midwinter that we'd be seeing $80 oil, and we are. Those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma are running $81.06. That's right out of the ground, folks. You do the math. Multiply, divide, subtract, and add. Get it to your local area, and you can understand why gas and diesel are running between $2.50 and $3 a gallon. The U.S. dollar index this morning drops down a little bit, losing 34 basis points, trading on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, and they're posting it at 81.83 this morning. That rolls over, impacts the foreign exchange rates, the forex markets. The Canadian loonie this morning moves down 3 basis points, trades at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso bumps up 21 basis points, still trading below 8, but rounding up to 8 cents U.S. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop, as we like to say. The euro this morning moves up strongly. Lots of talk about the euro. Keep your eyes on that. But it moves up strongly this morning, 73 basis points so far in the day, trading at $1.34 U.S. British pounds, if you're going to England, jolly old England, well, British pounds moved up as well this morning, up 30 basis points, trades at $1.49. The Swiss franc moves up 54 basis points back to the 94-cent range. And in the bond market, lots of news about the bond. The two-year bond, the treasuries, this bonded indebtedness, the two-year yield is at 1.09. Reaching a new high this morning, 10-year bonds are at 3.89. Well, at least they're high for a while anyway. The 30-year is at 4.77%. In the mortgage markets this morning, the 15-year fixed mortgage on your real estate investments moves down from 4.48% a month ago to 4.37%. And the 30-year moves up just a fuzz from 5.10 a month ago to 5.11. Of course, you're going to have to probably buy birthday presents and roses in order to get your broker to part with the mortgage. They're going to have to add origination fees and points and other things on top of that. So those are just your base numbers, things to think about, things to look at. Here's something else to think about if you're anywhere in the southwest Missouri, eastern Oklahoma, eastern Kansas area. Jasper County Campaign for Liberty will be hosting their first meeting in Joplin, Missouri tonight to discuss the awakening of our country. I certainly am planning on attending. All things considered, I will be in attendance at that meeting. If you want to figure out what Oklahoma looks like, come on out and meet me. I'll be glad to shake your hand. The Jasper County Campaign for Liberty will be hosting a meeting that is open to the public, and the main topic will be eminent domain. You know firsthand about our the out-of-control government expansion. Friday, March the 26th, today, 6:30 p.m., at Panera Bread. Panera Bread. It's located at 2401 East 32nd Street in Joplin, Missouri. 2401 East 32nd Street in Joplin, Missouri. Friday, today, March the 26th, today at 6:30 p.m., they're going to be having this meeting. The featured speaker will be Ron Calzone. If you don't know who Ron Calzone is, Ron is a member of the Campaign for Liberty as well as the Missouri First and the Missouri Citizens for Property Rights. And for 4.5 years, Ron has been fighting to stop the taking of private property for private profit, eminent domains for private gain. And we've had some impact here in Missouri stopping that heinous practice that was started with the Kelo versus New London case. Many of you remember about Justice Souter basically ruling in favor of Big Pharma and against the property owners. There's nothing wrong with the property. This wasn't a blighted area. It was all just really driven by tax revenues. Kelo looking at an opportunity to bring in greater tax revenues if they got rid of those pesky private property owners. Well, that's the way it goes, but Ron Calzone is going to talk about it tonight. It's the job of our elected officials to protect our property rights, and most people don't understand that. Many of our elected officials have failed us by becoming beholden to special interests, more so than they are to their own constituents. Of course, we've discussed that constituent consideration in detail. As a result, those elected officials, and sometimes and oft times, they're not elected. Most times they're appointed these days. Unelected boards and councils is what we're up against for the most part. Soviet groups, if you will, Soviet councils. It's like the Gosplan going back to Russia. But as a result, those elected officials have subverted the concept of American freedom and free enterprise and turned our political economic system into what some people call corporatism, crony capitalism, or as historians used to call it, mercantilism. And you can also just simply straight up say the F word here right on air. Fascism. Fascism, can you say it? This will be a first countywide meeting designed to educate Jasper County residents of their rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The focus will be on local activism, emphasizing the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, natural law, property rights, and most importantly, how to hold those who represent us to account for their treasonous expansion of collectivism, communitarianism, and communism. And this, by one of our listeners, John Harrelson, and he will be the Jasper County Coordinator, Campaign for Liberty, And I look forward to meeting our listener, John Jeremy Harrelson, this evening. Once again, here's where it's going to be, Panera Bread, 2401 East 32nd Street in Joplin, Missouri. Hope to see you there. Here's a little bit more sent to us by one of our co-hosts, almost. Boy, Vicki was with us for months. Vicki Davis sent me this in the email basket. Subject: constitutional lawyer has read the entire proposed health care bill. Well, that's good news. I thought so. The truth about the health care bill: Michael Connolly, retired constitutional attorney, has this to say. He says, well, I've done it. I've read the entire text of the proposed House Bill 3200, the Affordable Health Care Choices Act of 2009. That means that there will be no choice. It won't be health care, and it's not going to be affordable. You just have to learn how to read these bill titles. I studied it with particular emphasis from my area of expertise, constitutional law. And I was frankly concerned that parts of the proposed law that were being discussed might be unconstitutional. What I found was far worse than what I had heard or expected. And that's what we're going to talk about for a few minutes here. I'm going to read it. It's not too long. To begin with, much of what has been said about the law and its implications is in fact true. Despite what the Democrats and the media are saying, the law does provide for rationing of health care, particularly where senior citizens and other classes of citizens are involved. Free health care for illegal immigrants, free abortion services, and probably forced participation in abortions by members of the medical profession. The bill, well, we'll have to pick up the rest of this on the other side of this. Well, this and that. Back in three. Stay with us.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com. Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Now, certainly I can't attest to the efficacy of what Mr. Michael Connolly, retired constitutional attorney, has written here, so we'll just take it on his word and no further than that. But he writes this, and this is in regards to the House Bill 3200, the Affordable Health Care Choices Act of 2009. The bill will also eventually force private insurance companies out of business. You'd have to expect that, wouldn't you? And put everyone into a government-run health system. All decisions about personal health care will ultimately be made by federal bureaucrats, and most of them will not be health care professionals, and that's, again, to be expected. Hospital admissions, payments to physicians, and allocations of necessary medical devices will be strictly government-controlled, okay? However, as scary as all of that is, it just scratches the surface, he writes. In fact, I've concluded that this legislation really has no intention of providing affordable health care choices. Instead, it's a convenient cover for the most massive transfer of power to the executive branch of government that has ever occurred or even been contemplated if this law or similar ones are adopted. Major portions of the Constitution of the United States will effectively have been destroyed, as I said, on Monday and Tuesday. Actually, Wednesday. We took Tuesday off. Needed it. A little mental and spiritual recovery there after this thing passed. But anyway, as I mentioned before, I think that this is probably far worse even than the Patriot Act, if you can imagine such a thing. But there's lots going on inside of here. This massive transfer of power to the executive branch, as I also shared earlier this week, having gone up and looked at the Missouri Accountability Portal, and you look at the system of government, the system in the state. If we think about, well, the 10th Amendment's going to really help us. Oh, you know, go to the 10th Amendment, put it all back with the states, right? Well, we got a lot of work to do before that'll be comfortable with me. Why? Well, because they're all agencies anyway. Your state House of Representatives, your state Senate, these are just agencies inside and under a corporation called the state of Missouri. You'll have probably the same thing happening where you are. Judicial branch, same thing. It's an agency of the state. The executive branch, well, if you followed the link that I gave you before, you'll see that it's a top-heavy organization where the executive branch and all of the executive offices of the state, their budget, line item, budgets, are massive in comparison to that afforded to either of the other two branches, and the other two branches are really originally intended in the separation of powers doctrine to keep the executive branch in check, but that's just not the case. Anyway, constitutional government in America to be destroyed by this health bill. The first thing to go will be the masterfully crafted balance of power between the executive, legislative, and judicial branches of the U.S. governments. It doesn't take a constitutional attorney to tell you that. You'll hear that message right here on Become Vocal Local from the old Latash on a daily basis. The Congress will be transferring to Obama authority in a number of different areas over the lives of the American people and the businesses they own. Well, of course, if it was just Barry the usurper, well, we could maybe suffer that out for another 12 months or 2 years or however long it takes to impeach the crook. But that's not the case. It'll continue on and on and on, as has the Federal Reserve banking system, the Social Security system, the IRS, and all of the rest of this egregious assault on our liberty. The irony is that the Congress doesn't have any authority to legislate in most of the areas to begin with. I defy anyone to read the text of the U.S. Constitution and find any authority granted to the members of Congress to regulate health care. And I'll add, Congress, or the Interstate Commerce Clause, be damned. This legislation, our author writes, also provides for access by the appointees of the usurper's administration of all your personal health care, direct violation of the specific provisions of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, information, your personal financial information, and the information of your employer, physician, and hospital. All of this is also protecting against unreasonable searches and seizures. You can also forget about the right to privacy. That will have been legislated into oblivion, regardless of what the Third and the Fourth Amendments may provide. If you decide not to have health care insurance, or if you have private insurance that is not deemed acceptable to the Health Choices Administrator appointed by the usurper, there will be a tax imposed on you. It's called a tax instead of a fine because of the intent to avoid application of the Due Process Clause of the Fifth Amendment. However, that doesn't work because since there is nothing in the law that allows you to contest or appeal the imposition of the tax, it is definitely depriving someone of property without the due process of law. See how deep this rabbit hole is going to run, folks? So, there are three of those pesky amendments that the far left hate. Now, I don't go to the left and right. Or, hey, Bush hated us for our freedoms just every bit as much as Barry the usurper and the boys. But there are three of those pesky amendments that the left hates so much out of the original 10 in the Bill of Rights that they're effectively nullified by this law. But it doesn't stop there. The Ninth Amendment that provides the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others are retained by the people. The Tenth Amendment states the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Under the provisions of this piece of congressional handiwork, neither the people nor the states are going to have any rights or powers at all in many areas that were once theirs to control. He says I could write many more pages about this legislation. Excuse me. Get all the frogs out of my throat, Canadians, etc. But I think you get the idea. This is not about health care. It's about seizing power and limiting rights. Article 6 of the Constitution requires the members of both houses of Congress to be bound by oath or affirmation to support the Constitution. If I, the writer writes here, if I was a member of Congress, I would not be able to vote for this legislation or anything like it without feeling I was violating that sacred oath or affirmation. If I voted for it in any way, I would hope the American people would hold me accountable. That's a word I love to hear. Accountability, not responsibility. We know who's responsible for these heinous crimes. Treason and misprison of treason and so on and so forth. We know who's responsible. You become responsible when you hold your hand up and say, I do. But somebody needs to hold them to account, and maybe it's going to be up to us. For those who might doubt the nature of this threat, I suggest they consult the source, the U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights, and there you can see exactly what we were about to have taken from us, and I would say that it's more past tense than that. Michael Connolly, C-O-N-N-E-L-L-Y, Michael Connolly, retired attorney, constitutional law instructor, Carrollton, Texas. Well, maybe he and Barry the usurper ought to go to lunch sometime and share notes. Well, that's the way that goes. Here's a little bit from Frank Zappa. The illusion of freedom in America will continue for as long as it is profitable to continue the illusion. At the point where the illusion becomes too expensive to maintain, they will just take down the scenery. They will move the tables and chairs out of the way. Then they will pull back the curtains and you will see the brick wall at the back of the theater. Frank Zappa. Oh boy, Zappa Grappa. Sure liked Frank Zappa. Here's a little bit more. This, again, going back into the Principles of Law, Dillaboo and Howard's 9th edition, the liability of the principal, special situations, just a little bit of a review here. Where they begin in the introduction, At this section, many special problems arise in the law of agency. Once again, just call your memory, PAT, principals, agents, and third parties. We've been talking about that a bit. Pick it up on the other side. Find out about the liability of the principal and special situations. Then we'll go into corporations. Love that topic.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we returned once again, and up on Bloomberg this morning, there's an article about the Tea Parties, you know, Tea Partiers and so on and so forth, getting more airtime, getting more ink and so on and so forth. I did an opinion poll recently, and everybody's, you know, everybody in the Tea Party is 55 to 59 years of age or older, and they're white, and they are all opposed to socialism, so blah, 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 right? That's the kind of stuff you get out of the mainstream. We're going to go into a little bit different stream here, diving back into our history of law series, liability of the principal, special situations, introduction, many special problems arise in the law of agency. All of those agencies in your state, all of those agencies in your town, all of those agencies in the federal government or the federal system. As it relates to contractual liability and authority of the agents, contractual liability and the authority of agents. We always talk about responsibility, but we never talk about accountability. We never get into the contractual liability and the authority of the agent. Some of these problems are founded on the relationship of the parties. For example, a spouse is generally liable for the contracts of the other spouse when such contracts involve family necessities. There's a whole body of law on what constitutes a family necessity, by the way. In most states, this liability is statutory. Like I said, it's statutory. Other issues involve such matters as whether or not notice to an agent or knowledge possessed by him is imputed to the principal. We've been trying to figure out who's the principal and who's the agent and who are the third parties in this political system we live in. One would think by reading the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution and the Constitution for the several states that we, the people, in a republic, the ultimate source of power are the principles. But as we've learned in our discussions, that who is the principal cap and who is the agent cap and who are the third party's caps get exchanged frequently throughout the course of every day. You're always taking off the principal hat, putting on the agent hat and the third party hat, and then switching it back and forth. It's sort of like a shell game, and your noggin is the nut. Some of these questions are covered by the statutes. For example, civil practice statutes contain provisions on service of a summons on an agent. They specify who may be an agent for the service of process and, in effect, provide that notice to such agents constitutes notice to the principal. Notice to the agents constitutes notice to the principal. When big lobbies and big pharma and the others come in and they give notice to your agents, let's say your state representatives or your governor or the executive branch or the judicial branch, notice to them constitutes notice to you, if this theory holds true. The general principles relating to notice and to some of the other special issues of authority are discussed in the sections to follow, which we can't get to all of them. We'll just touch on a little bit of each. Or a little bit of a couple. Notice to or knowledge acquired by an agent while acting within the scope of his authority binds the principal. Notice to or knowledge acquired by an agent while acting within the scope of his authority binds the principal. So you can see all of these things coming down on us and at us from the international community, through the United Nations and all of its various systems and organisms, its organs and its bodies and councils. Knowledge acquired by an agent while acting within the scope of his authority bind the principal. This is based on the theory that the agent is the principal's other self. And therefore, what the agent knows, the principal knows. What was it, Donald Rumsfeld? They're the things that we know, and they're the things that we don't know. They're the known knowns, and they're the known unknowns. They're the unknown knowns, and they're the unknown unknowns, and so on. And everyone twitters and tweets, chuckles up their sleeves. But how true it was. This is based on the theory that the agent is the principal's other self, and therefore what the agent knows, the principal knows. However, it must be recognized that while knowledge possessed by an agent is notice to the principal may not have actual knowledge of the particular fact at all. The principal may not have actual knowledge of the particular fact at all. Man-made global warming? I don't think so. Knowledge acquired by an agent acting outside the scope of his authority is not effective notice unless the party relying thereon has reasonable ground to believe that the agent is acting within the scope of his authority. This is all just stuff right out of a legal textbook, my friends. Skip out of that area and go over to this one. Agents are usually selected because of their personal qualifications. Wednesday night, was it? Tuesday night? Our Ozark Property Rights Congress, Berry County Chapter meeting. Billy Long comes in, longtime auctioneer. He's had his knees under the kitchen table of more houses in the state of Missouri than probably anybody. If anyone ought to understand the hardships of life, an auctioneer ought. Longtime real estate owner, broker, owns a big real estate company. If anybody ought to know the ins and the outs and the vagaries of the real estate business, certainly he would know that. And he's comfortably married. He's not going to run for Congress because he's looking for a job. He's not looking for money. He's one of those citizen statesman kind of guys. Wants to go in and put in a few terms and do the best he can and come home. What a blessing that would be if we could get someone like that into Congress. Agents are usually selected because of their personal qualifications. What more do you know about Barry the Usurper other than his wife's name is Michelle and they've got two little ones? Now they got a dog. What else do we know about them that we could say for sure? Their personal qualifications. Constitutional scholar. He's a Negro. He's married and he has children. I guess that works. He can be a president. Owing to these elements of trust and confidence, a general rule is developed that an agent may not delegate his duty to someone else and clothe the latter with authority to bind the principal. An agent may not delegate his duty to someone else. We see that all the time. News on Bloomberg this morning about the creation of a new labor czar. The appointment, this guy has been on the table for a while, but if the Senate goes home and is in recess, Barry the Usurper can appoint this guy and sidestep the rules once again. An act that requires no discretion and is purely mechanical may be delegated by the agent to a third party, no-brainer type jobs. Lots of those. Such a delegation does not make the third party the agent of the principal or give him any action against the principal for compensation unless the agent was impliedly authorized to obtain his assistance. Just more legal talk here. This is the language of law being rolled out for you. This is what the legal minds study before they go on to get their Juris Doctorate. Join the bar, British Accreditation Regency, and violate the Constitution by so doing. But anyway, agent's authority to purchase on credit or to borrow? Does our government have authority to purchase on credit or to borrow? Yes, they have. Massively. A general agent placed in charge of a business, that's our U.S. corporation, that's your state, that's your county, corporations. Each of these office holders may also be Dun & Bradstreet registered corporations themselves. There's the difference between de facto and de jure. Maybe we'll get into that in a moment as well. This implied authority is based on the nature of his position and on the fact that the public rightly concludes that a corporation or an individual acting through another person has given him the power of authority and naturally and properly belong to the character in which the agent is held out. Consequently, the public may rely upon his having such authority as is suggested by the ordinary habits and past experience encountered in the business world. And this is a lot of what precedent, stare decisis, or stare decisis is all about. Case law, precedent. Well, you know, you go and you talk to your county commissioner, you know, what are you guys doing? Ah, man, you're spending and spending like, you know, there is no tomorrow. Well, we've always been spending and no one complained before. It's customary, traditional. That's what we do. We come in here and we spend like crazy and then we leave. We feather our own bed, we feather our own nest, and we leave you holding the receipt and we leave. That's what we always do. Why are you complaining? Apparent authority is based on estoppel. Therefore, the power to purchase of the character or line of merchandise carried by the... goes on and talks about that. Authority to borrow money is not easily implied. Such authority must be expressly granted or qualify as incidental authority to the express authority, or the principal will not be bound. The authority to borrow should always be confirmed with the principal. We do that when we pass budgets. All these little niggling things that make up financial operation of our corporation, the U.S. ship of state.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com. The official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Of course, you know, it'd be so much easier if we could just polish our rod and sharpen our knives and, you know, take the country back the quick way, right? But what do you do with it once you have it back? As I've said so often in the past, you know, unless our cure is worse than the disease, we're going to need to proceed with caution here. Even if we were to go back to the three-cornered hats and mourners benches, the 50 caliber black powder rifle and the Protestant church... Even if we were to go back to a sage there and call that a restore point, they didn't have a completely simplistic system either to deal with. We certainly haven't today. It's exceedingly complex, made inordinately complex by the lawyers. The original 13th Amendment might have cured that, but we have it nonetheless. So it helps to understand some of the complexity just to get some paintbrush around here. Take the paintbrush in and look around inside all of this Uniform Commercial Code dialogue that rules, regulates, and runs us on the commercial plantation, the new international economic order, as others have spoken of this week. Here's a little bit more. This is on an undisclosed principle. How often do we wonder who the man behind the curtain is? Well, for various reasons, a principal may desire to hide his identity. To achieve this secrecy, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, the Vatican, you know, he will, the Netanyahu, George Soros, the long, long list, long road to Tipperary here. To achieve this secrecy, he will direct an agent to enter into all contracts in the agent's own name. Why do we know? We went back and look at the visit the authors of They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. Rowan and McDonald. We'll talk about that hypothecation lien perhaps in a moment. But this whole idea of entering into contracts in the agent's own name, leaving the third party either unaware of the existence of the principal. Every time you use one of those Federal Reserve notes, I went out and spent a few into existence myself yesterday afternoon. But every time you do that, we're basically just feeding the beast. Again, he will direct an agent. This is that hidden fellow, the man behind the curtain. He will direct an agent to enter into all contracts in the agent's own name. Instead of being the Federal Reserve Bank owning everything that you have, they hide behind the U.S. Treasury and the United States government, the corporation. Leaving the third party either unaware of the existence of the principal. How many of you even were aware of what was going down there with those Federal Reserve notes until you came across perhaps Aaron Russo's DVD or the writings of G. Edward Griffin, The Creature of Jekyll Island, or so many earlier writers' works? Unaware of the principal's identity, partially disclosed principal. So I guess we have two of them here. Leaving the third party either unaware of the existence of the principal, that would be an undisclosed principal, no one's talking about it, or unaware of the principal's identity, that would be a partially disclosed principal in law. The law relating to partially disclosed principals is the same as that relating to undisclosed principals, and they are here treated together. Such agreements are always entered into on the strength of the agent's credit, the full faith and credit of the United States. And the agent is liable thereon until such time as the third party elects to hold the principal. The third party, upon learning of the principal's existence of or identity, may elect to enforce the contract against the principal rather than against the agent. So, in other words, they don't come out to us as agents on the street loaning their money into existence and borrowing it into existence. They don't come out and hassle us all the time. But they enforce this contract against the corporate U.S. of A. And then they insist that we fight wars for Israel, going to Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan and Uzbekistan and Tajikistan, and it sounds like a song title. What was that one? Stevie Wonder? The undisclosed principal is responsible for all contracts entered into by the agent within the scope of the agent's actual authority. He may be sued when his existence becomes known. Why are we waiting? It's in law. It's a principle in law. Why are we waiting? Why don't we bring suits against the Federal Reserve Banking System and their harlot daughter, the Internal Revenue Service? They can be sued. The undisclosed principal is never liable upon a negotiable instrument signed by his agent, since his name does not appear thereupon. Well, of course, the Federal Reserve note is at the top of that note, isn't it? So if it's not the Federal Reserve that is the undisclosed principal, who is the man behind the curtain? Let's jump over a little bit here. Talked briefly about the duties of the principal and the agent to each other in the past, the nature and extent of the duties imposed upon agents and servants. Now we're playing masters and servants. You wear your pettifors, I'll bring the rod. The nature and extent of the duties imposed upon agents and servants are governed largely by the contract of employment. Contract on America. The contract of employment. This is a real problem. Where does your state representative get his money? Well, he gets it from the state. Why? Well, because he's an agent of the state. So he's an employee of the state, right? Yes. Well, then so all of his duties are to the state, not to you. This is the great complexity of this idea of a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government. Something happened on the way to the farm. Something happened in 1945, I believe it was, when the state of Missouri rewrote its constitution. Maybe yours has a major revision at that time as well. Certainly much happened back in 1933 under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Even more happened with the passage of the Administrative Procedures Act. 1913, Federal Reserve Banking Act and all of that. These things are changing all the time. The usual implied duties are, one, to be loyal to his principal. Well, if you're not the principal in a constitutional limited Republican form of representative government, then who is? Well, of course, it's the state. It's who, or the county, or it's the municipality, or it's your town. It's whoever butters your bread. But your responsibility as an agent, your duty as an agent is to be loyal to your principal, to obey all reasonable instructions. You know, that was the plank they all swung from at Nuremberg. Not to be negligent, to account for all money or property received for the benefit of the principal. And what happened to those trillions of dollars gone missing at the Pentagon anyway? To inform the principal of all facts which materially affect the subject matter of the agency. How long of a crowbar do you need to get any facts out of your representatives? Or at the town hall? The duty of loyalty: an agent stands in a fiduciary relationship to his principal and thus has a duty of individual loyalty to the principal. Not to you. Could we perhaps think of the established two-party political systems as the principals over the Republicans' elected officials and the Democratic elected officials? Perhaps it's the parties that are the principals. Maybe they're wearing the hat in this shell game. Because of the duty of loyalty, it is held that he should undertake no business venture that competes or interferes in any manner with the business of his employer, nor make any contract for himself when he should have made it for his principal. And we see J.P. Morgan Chase and Lehman and UBS and others coming under fire. Lead news story today on Bloomberg for swindling local governments on their bonded indebtedness. Well, again, transactions violating these rules may always be rescinded by the principal. Transactions violating these rules may always be rescinded by the principal. Whenever people find that their government has gone awry, it is not only our right, but it is our duty to throw off such a treasonous, treacherous, traitorous bunch and reinstitute a government that will be more suitable. But as they say, you don't do that for a light or a transient reasons. There's a little bit more. The duty to obey instructions. Again, we're talking about principals, agents, and third parties. It is the duty of an agent to obey all instructions issued by his principal as long as they refer to duties contemplated by the contract of employment. That employment contract is the Constitution of your state and the Constitution of the Federal Union, unless otherwise specified. We'll be right back.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Friday, March the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into our study of law a little bit more here in this first segment, looking at the duty to obey instructions. We're talking about principals, agents, and third parties, and we're looking at the principal here as being us in a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government, and the agents to be our various governments, our elected officials, and all of the various and sundry agencies that have been created. And we can rightly understand that. Then the third All right, back on air again. Well, that was a momentary little dropperoonie. Looks like we've got something going on here. Probably back up on air again. I hate that when that happens, but it's certainly better to happen now during this first little bit than in a longer segment. Anywho, back to this discussion. It is the duty of an agent to obey all of the instructions issued by his principal. All is an operative word there. Instructions is another operative word there. When was the last time you ever sent your state representative off to your state capital with a list of instructions from his constituents, or honest constituents, the people that live there, those that domicile or reside in the district, those citizens? When was the last time we ever sent a representative off with a list of instructions? But again, it's the duty of an agent to obey all instructions issued by his principal. Isn't it important to know that? One of the reasons why that whole idea of instructions has been set aside. Because everyone knows it's the duty of an agent to obey all the instructions issued by his principal. But if the people do not know that they have well within their right to send their representatives off with instructions in hand, and that there's a duty to obey those instructions, as long as the people are ignorant of that opportunity that we as principals have, then the agents just get the easy ride, as long as they refer to duties contemplated by the contract of employment. We'd have to look at the contract of employment. I don't know. Never asked that question to a state representative. Have you? A state senator? May I see your employment contract with the state of Missouri, please? Everybody's asked for their oath of office. Who cares? Surrounded by brass and under glass, as Jorge Bush says, nothing but a GD piece of paper. Who looks at the Constitution anyway? I want to see your contract of employment. Let me see your employment contract here, Bubba. Burdens not required by the agreement cannot be indiscriminately imposed by the employer. An instruction may not be regarded lightly merely because it departs from the usual procedure and seems fanciful and impractical to the employee. To commit treason is an instruction from the party and the administration. They loyally and dutifully are bound.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned and welcome back to our Friday, March the 26th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Joined as we are now by many of our affiliate and micro-broadcasters that may have been away at the top of the hour news break. In the first hour of the day's broadcast, we got into a variety of things. So if you missed the first hour, you might want to go back and refresh your memory or pick it up new. On the archives, always, you can go up to oraclebroadcasting.com, click on the show archives page, one, two, or three in the list. You'll find Become Vocal Local. Click on that, and voila, an entire year's worth of broadcasting will just jump right up to you. Of course, if you are not on an internet-connected computer, you're listening to an AM, FM station out there in America today, you can also go to the nearest library or somebody that has a computer and send an email, show.archive@gmail.com. Again, that's show.archive@gmail.com. Ask Fritz to send you out a CD that has all of the MP3 files for an entire year on it, for the big whopping sum of a 10 spot. Well, it's a pretty good deal. Don't know anybody else that offers that. But if you do have internet-connected computers, you can go back and at your leisure download, click, listen, enjoy all of the year's worth of broadcasts that we do here every day. We forge a new link to this long link of knowledge that we'll need to bind down this despotic and tyrannical government. Before we go back into and understand a little bit more, well, I'll say this before we go there. That if we, as political hopefuls or as those that are intent upon restoring our constitutionally limited republican form of representative government, if we embark on this journey ill-prepared, it'll be much the same as coming to a gunfight with a Barlow knife. Hope you're good with the knife and hope the others are poor with the gun. But you're outmanned, you're outgunned, you're like naked in a foxhole in the middle of a battle. So we study a little bit about law, we study about politics, we study about religion, we study about all of those taboo topics that you never want to talk about over a Thanksgiving dinner or over this weekend, Palm Sunday. But these are things that we need to be talking about. So we understand a little bit about what is a principal, what is an agent, and who are third parties and what are the relationships between each other before we can embark on a study of corporations. And certainly, part of this, we can find even more from John Salmon's Salmon on Jurisprudence, the 12th edition. This was originally published in 1901, many generations later, this is about 1960 here, where he writes, in the purpose of legal theory, what we need is an analysis to unravel the confusions surrounding the concept of law. There are so many confusions surrounding the concept of law. To highlight the salient features of a legal system and to furnish us with an insight into the nature, function, and operation of law. He continues, here, the various theories of law advanced by legal theorists are of particular value. For they not only constitute a starting point for our investigation, but serve to emphasize the different facets of law, and so build up a complete and rounded picture of the concept. And that's what we're really trying to accomplish on this broadcast. As we become vocal local, we will need to be knowledgeable in so many different matters when we go out and slay the beast. When we go out with an intent to speak truth to power, when we go out with the intent to actually make a difference, where we go out with the intent to transform knowledge into power through action. Yes, knowledge is powerful, but it's only powerful when it's combined with action. To know a thing is not sufficient. It's to be acted upon. Continuing, it should be noted, however, that these different theories are not necessarily all attempts to answer the same question. Some theories try to define law by reference to its formal characteristics and to state what distinguishes law from other related phenomena. Others concentrate rather on the content of law and inquire what law ought to be rather than what law is. Yet others stress the operation of law in society and attempt to describe the function of law as it works in actual practice. Conflicts between such theories, then, are not altogether real, insofar as each theory is dealing with a slightly different aspect of law. And if you're curious at all as to why I would refer to Salmon's on Jurisprudence, it's because of the weight of this man and his writings and all of these subsequent editions on current law. Many of the legal terms defined by John Salmon find their way into Black's Law dictionaries, including the 8th in my possession, and the second in my possession. Nevertheless, Salmons himself or his editors write, nevertheless, real conflict does arise. Obviously, a theory defining law as the command of the sovereign is diametrically opposed to one which defines law as a rule in accordance with right reason. Did you catch that? As I've stated before in the past, this revelation I had back in June 2004, 2005, I think it was 2004 actually, but might be 2005, no later than that. Here's the revelation again. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, and that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable, period. End of sentence. Try and figure out the punctuation in that one. That was rather difficult. But once again, our author says, nevertheless, real conflict does arise. Obviously, a theory defining law is the command of the sovereign. That's legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force, and often effect, of law. Whatever the prince says, whatever the dark prince says, whatever Barry the usurper says, has the force of law. Nancy Pelosi, you'll find out what's in the bill after it's passed. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. Legal positivism and positivists in general have been on us and at us since the mid-1800s. Adherence to Auguste Comte's philosophy, his system of positive philosophy, his system of positive polity or politics, and his universal religion of humanity. It's been on us for a long time. Many, many instances throughout this particular book, John Salmon's, Salmon on Jurisprudence, written by positivists, including this edition, principal editor, a prominent positivist, Hart is the man's name. But we talk about socialism instead. Less obviously, however, this kind of conflict cannot be solved in the same way as ordinary conflicts. In other words, this conflict, this diametrically opposed conflict between a theory defining law as the command of a sovereign as opposed to one of right reason. We'll find out about right reason in a moment, but reasonableness, right reason, that's the natural law. The laws of nature, nature's God. Those things that can be reasoned out. Those mysteries that can be solved by the mind of man. Book right.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland.
LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Radio X, with your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So we can understand that there actually is a conflict in the various legal theories, and that they're always trying and vying for power, ascendancy, whose legal theory, whose particular ism will triumph, or which one of them will hold and prevail at the time period. And they're always moving in and moving out, and so it helps us to know some of this nonsense about law. And certainly it gets to be tedious reading, but feel lucky that you haven't had to read all these thousands and thousands of pages. I'll just try and bring little snippets out to you and quote my sources accurately. But again, it says, for the disagreement here is not one of fact, but one of attitude. No matter how many examples we provide of rules commonly designated legal, albeit not laid down by a sovereign, the adherents of the command theory will not budge from their allegiance, but will reply that such counterexamples are not really law. Conversely, however, many unjust laws have been enacted. The supporters of the right reason theory remain unmoved, and they in their turn will discount all such examples as violations of law rather than true law. Yet, since both sides are agreed as to the facts about society and about legal systems, to treat the dispute as one to be resolved by further evidence is to mistake its nature. Rather, we should reflect that whatever the theory, the facts remain the same. As I'll start to broadcast out each day, the sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Show me your facts, show me the evidence, and show me the law. Rather, we should reflect that whatever the theory, the facts remain the same. Facts are facts. And we should ask, therefore, what has led different writers to put forward such different pictures of law, and which features of law are illuminated, and which are obscured by each theory? And he continues. He says, we shall consider three particular approaches to law. This is an elementary textbook in law, and it's certainly not too elementary. But he says, we shall consider three particular approaches to law on account of the influence which they have had and the insight which they provide into the nature of law. What is law? From Dillavaux and Howard's The Principles of Business Law, we found that law is a well-ordered society, and a well-ordered society is law. But here we're going to consider three particular approaches to law, three ways to get there. It's still a well-ordered society. On account of the influence which they have had and the insight which they provide into the nature of law. These are the theory of natural law, all that war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, where the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law. These are the theory of natural law, which defines law according to its content and looks to the problems of what law ought to be. There's the imperative theory, which defines law according to the form, according to formal criteria. And there is the realist theory, which defines law in terms of its actual functioning and operation. The discussions of these three theories will be followed by an examination of the problem from the standpoint of modern linguistic philosophy and in the light of Hart's analysis, capital H-A-R-T, apostrophe S, Hart. He's the editor here. He's done some analysis here. He's deeply involved in this 12th edition of Salmond on Jurisprudence, and Hart is a legal positivist. And what is a legal positivist? Well, that's a big study. But many times I've used this phrase, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. The logical positivist syntactician. The obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician. That phrase was developed by me after studying a lot of the writings of these logical positivists. Not quite the same as legal positivists, but many legal positivists are at the same time logical positivists, and they've developed an obfuscatory linguistic pattern. And here, our author, John Salmond, writes, the discussion of these three theories will be followed by an examination of the problem from the standpoint of modern linguistic philosophy, the philosophy of languages, and in the light of Hart's analysis. If you go in and you read the ponderous tome, known now, I guess, as Obamacare, you're going to find a lot of this linguistic philosophy, the philosophy of languages, the obfuscatory linguistics of the logical positivist syntactician makes words into simply or merely symbols in a language game. Symbols in a language game. And unless you possess or can decipher the meta-language, the language about language, you can read something and not have a clue of what was meant by the author. And we find that, especially in writings coming out of the United Nations, particularly the United Nations Agenda 21, Program of Action for Sustainable Development. I've almost had to build my own glossary of terms just to be able to understand that book, having read it now many times. Law is the dictate of reason, natural law, the idea that in reality law consists of rules in accordance with reason and nature has formed the basis of a variety of natural law theories ranging from classical times to the present day. Well, we're not going to go into all of that today. What I wanted to talk about was corporations, just giving you some more background information, that there are different schools of thought. And just as there are different schools of legal thought, so also are there different schools of political thought and business thought. And we need to understand some of this stuff. So we're into this principles, agents, and third parties. But also, we come into this understanding that there are corporations. Now, I've skipped over partnerships in this book because we want to get to corporations more quickly. Perhaps at a later time we can come back and look at the joint venture and more simplistic things, partnerships, which themselves can be quite complicated, many different ways of styling them. But the corporation is the one we want to focus on because it has the most application in the law as relates to government, all of these corporations, including the United States. Choosing the form of organization, this chapter 41 out of Delavaux and Howard. Principles of Business Law, 1971, 12th edition as well. Business organizations may operate under a variety of legal forms. Legal forms. The most common ones are sole proprietorships, partnerships, limited partnerships, and corporations. In the last category, there are some specialized organizations known as professional service corporations. In addition to the usual forms of organization, other forms are sometimes used, such as joint stock companies, business trusts, and joint ventures. We look at the way that the form of an organization is selected to do specific jobs for specific purposes by specific people. And failing to understand that, then we may be deceived or not understand what's happening around us. All of these various and sundry corporations that derive all or part of their income from your tax dollars. The formation of a corporation. Corporations may be classified in a variety of ways. Public corporations may be contrasted with private corporations. Can you say public-private partnership? It's the merger of public corporations and private corporations. Even though they can be contrasted, a public corporation and a private corporation are formed to fulfill different ends. And we need to be aware of that. Be right back. Stay with us.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're looking at the formation of a corporation, what's involved in it, what a little bit about corporations, what can we learn quickly about it, what can we grasp. Certainly there's a huge area of study. But again, back to our textbook here, you know, we're talking about college-level study of business law. This is what you pay the big bucks for, folks. You push back your chair and put your feet up on the desk and enjoy your coffee. Let me read to you a little bit. You might find a textbook like this at Columbia or some other place. Who knows who taught out of these textbooks? I don't know all of the different places, but it is one of those textbooks that's assigned and makes a course study in a class when you're learning law. Continuing here again, it says corporations may be classified in a variety of ways. Public corporations may be contrasted with private corporations. Corporations for profit or business corporations are distinguished from non-profit corporations. So we have public corporations, we have private corporations. We have corporations for profit or business corporations, and we have non-profits. And each state classifies corporations doing business within that state as foreign or domestic to denote the state where incorporation took place. So we've got public and we've got private. We have for-profit and non-profit and foreign and domestic. Already, in two sentences, the water is deep, rowing rapidly. Each state, again, classifies the corporation doing business within that state as foreign or domestic. And I've heard such a specious argument. Well, we really ought to get rid of state borders. My God, are you crazy? Do you believe in property? Are you a champion for property rights? And you want to do away with the borders of the states or the borders of the federal union? You believe that you have a right to be secure in your person, your place, your papers, and your effects? Isn't your front door a border? Isn't your property line along the street a border? You rail against, you know, unsolicited injections into your body, all these vaccines. Isn't your skin a border? You rail against Codex Alimentarius, are they going to poison us with food? You know, as they say, by diet, by injection, and by injunction. Aren't those all borders? Your mouth, your lips, a border to your well-being? A world without borders is a pipe dream. Something right out of the Communist Manifesto. Anyway, let's stay with the real and let the illusionary be with the illusionists. Each state classifies corporations doing business within that state, again, as foreign or domestic, to note the state where incorporation took place. Moreover, each state has a variety of statutes relating to such specialized corporations as cooperatives, church and religious corporations, and fraternal organizations. That would be your Moose, your Rotary, your Lions, your Elks, the JCs, and of course the Masonic Order. In this chapter and those which follow, we are primarily concerned with the private business corporation. It should be noted that the statutes relating to business corporations vary from state to state, yet they are quite similar. For our discussion, the basic principles of the Model Business Corporation Act will be used as the basic statute. And once again, I refer your mind, stir up your pure, your powerful, your positive mind and memory, into the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws. We've talked about that a little bit. One of these days we'll go into it in greater detail. But back in the late 1800s, when the globalists, the financial elite, the new financial order, when they decided that they were going to move rapidly now into the United States, and they created the American Bankers Association, that I believe was in Saratoga, New York, they immediately turned around and they created the American Bar Association. Shortly thereafter, the American Bar Association created the National Conference of Commissioners on Uniform State Laws, and the Commissioners on Uniform State Laws then embarked upon this process of developing a network of legislative bill drafting agencies and legislative research libraries in each of the state houses all across the Great Union in each of the several states, and they even put one in Washington, D.C., and then as a capstone on their pyramid, they went to the Hague and they created an international commission on uniform state laws. And so whenever and wherever in our readings we come across a discussion like this where the basic principles of the Model Business Corporation Act The chances are very high, and I could probably discover this myself. I haven't yet, but the chances are very high that the Model Business Corporation Act will be a copyrighted product of the uniform, the commissioners on uniform state laws. Model codes and model acts. This is how the commissioners on uniform state laws are able to do end runs on not only your state constitutions, but also on the federal constitution and internationally. You don't have to pass a constitutional amendment, which is terribly difficult at the federal level and equally challenging at the state level. You don't have to change a constitution. You just have to get everybody to have the same rules, play on the same playing field. You level, like the levelers in England, the socialists that they were, you level the playing field by passing model codes and model acts in all of the several states, and you have affected, through the legislative bill drafting agencies and your state legislatures, you have affected constitutional uniformity, a constitutional amendment that never appears in anyone's constitution. And this, again, the Model Business Corporation Act is used as the basic statute. So you'd have to go back up and Google Dogpile or Web Ferret the Model Business Corporation Act and add that to your study as well as the Uniform Commercial Code. Before discussing the steps in the formation of a corporation, it's helpful to examine the status of a corporation in our legal system. Status, important word. Underline it and highlight it. I've received many emails from our listeners wanting me to talk on status. Status. State us. Someday I will. But to examine the status of a corporation in our legal system, a corporation is an artificial, intangible being created by law. It's an artificial, intangible being created by law. It's a legal fiction. It's an illusion, man. It's all an illusion. This is just a game, right? It's a ride. It's all a ride. It's a method by which individuals unite under a common name for common purposes as long as the entity continues to exist. In other words, once again, just reiterating, a corporation is an artificial, intangible being created by law, and it is a method by which individuals unite under a common name for a common purpose, communalism, commonality, universalism, as long as the entity continues to exist. As a legal entity, the corporation is not affected by death, the death, the incapacity, or the bankruptcy of a member. It owns property and can sue or be sued the same as a natural person. That word person, well, here it is. In most statutes, when the word person, quote-unquote person, is used, a corporation is considered a person. That's you incorporated. That's you with your Social Security card. That's you with your name in all caps, reverse, you know, all of that. Roberts, comma, William, all caps, in correspondence, entering into my post office box. They're addressing the person. They're addressing the corporation. Of course, it's not a person under some statutes, such as those allowing the appointment of a suitable persons as parole officers. But a corporation is a person for the purpose of the Due Process Clause of the 5th and the 14th Amendments to the United States Constitution. Considered a person. For purposes of the privilege against compulsory self-incrimination, it is not a person. So now we start wading into muddier and more deep water, water that we have to study carefully. What is and what is not a corporation? A corporation is not a citizen within the Privileges and Immunities Clause of the Federal Constitution. Therefore, a state may lawfully prevent a foreign corporation from coming within its boundaries to engage in intrastate business. So we have interstate and intrastate business. This is this idea between foreign and domestic corporations. Even though I'm in Missouri, Arkansas is right across the border, and Okies in Oklahoma, and from Muskogee, and from Kansas, all have business dealings here in southwest Missouri. But when a corporation comes and settles in here, they're considered by the state of Missouri as foreign as would they be if they were German corporations. They're still just a foreign corporation. And they can be barred from coming in if we'll just simply bar them. We'll be back.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Don't miss 33rd Parallel News Radio with your host, Matt Kazee, Saturdays at 8 p.m. Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Did you really know that you have graduated, that your community has graduated from kindergarten to the first or second grade when you can pull into a gas station in town and throw a couple of ounces of silver on the counter to pay for your diesel fuel and have the clerk greedily grab them up and put them in the drawer, making change in Federal Reserve notes? Then you've graduated a little bit. We're going to graduate tonight. The Jasper County Campaign for Liberty will be hosting their first meeting in Joplin to discuss the awakening of our country. We'll be having a meeting tonight. I'll be there. Panera Bread in Joplin, Missouri. The address, if you've got your pencils handy, 2401 East 32nd Street in Joplin. Joplin, Missouri. Anybody that's within the sound of my voice within a driving distance of Joplin, you might want to cruise up there tonight. Panera Bread, 6:30 p.m., 2401 East 32nd Street. I'll be there. John Jeremy Harrelson is the Jasper County Coordinator. Looking forward to meeting John finally, a listener to this broadcast. And we'll have Fritz's show archives on DVD to get to anybody that has to that wants to have a copy of them. They'll be $10 a piece. I'll have some bumper strips and things like that. If you don't think that bumper stickers are in vogue, friends of mine recently acquired a new automobile, and were mortified because the back end of their car was a virgin, and they begged me for bumper stickers. Well, that's the way it goes. You got to make a statement when you're driving around, right? And a car with nothing on the back end of it, you're missing an opportunity, an ideal opportunity to get your message out to thousands and thousands of people. Maybe you want to pick up a OracleBroadcasting.com bumper sticker and get it on the back of your truck or automobile so that others will know about this broadcast as well. Anywhere and everywhere you go, it makes a great statement. And if you put a couple of Ron Paul stickers up there, it makes a statement to your local gendarme as well. Anywho, back to the discussion. The purpose for, or the procedure for incorporation. The procedure for incorporation, the general law authorizing the formation of a corporation defines the purpose of which corporations may be formed. The purposes for which corporations may be formed, enshrined in law, prescribes the steps to be taken for the creation of the corporation. Very important word. Remember, this is a legal entity, and now we're creating them. It's the little G Godman mentality. These are omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipotent legal entities. They never die. They just go on intergenerationally, like DuPont and Rockefeller, Standard Oil and BP, and McDonald's, to name a few. Such general law prescribes that any number of adult persons, usually not less than three, who are citizens of the United States, and at least one of whom is a citizen of the state of incorporation, may file an application for a charter. The application contains the names and addresses of the incorporators, the name of the corporation, the object for which it is formed, its duration, the location of its registered office, the name of its registered agent, the total authorized capital stock, preferred and common, the number of shares with their value, and, if the statute provides for stock without par value, the number of shares of such stock. And voila, you pay your fee, you get your indulgence, and you too can live on forever. Some states also require the names and addresses of the subscribers to the capital stock, and the amount subscribed and paid in each. The application signed by all the incorporators and acknowledged by a notary public is forwarded to a state official, usually the Secretary of State. The official then issues a charter which contains the application. Upon receipt of the charter, it is filed by the incorporation in the proper recording office. The receipt of the charter and its filing are the operative facts that bring the corporation into existence and give it authority and power to operate. And the Magna Carta, another charter, and the charters that were sent along with the colonists. Legal fictions that last and last and last and last. And there's nothing new about the formation of a corporation. It's old news. Go all the way back to Coke's on Littleton's and pick up the trail there. Read Blackstone's commentaries on the laws of England, and you'll find much discussion and iteration about the forming and the formation and the purposes of a corporation, even hundreds and hundreds of years ago at the time of the foundation of this country and long before it. A fee is charged, payable in advance, for filing an application for a charter, and no charter will be issued until such a fee is paid. So if you're going to have to pay a fee, then whoever it is that you're paying that fee to has a principal relationship over you, the agent, don't they? Why do you think all of the churches step and fetch every time the state snaps its finger? Why are the corporations not likely to expose the fraudulent nature of this illegitimate country that we live in today as a corporate de jure de facto relationship? We'll talk about that in a moment right here. The requirements of the statute must be satisfied and complied with in detail for the formation of a de jure corporation. This is the responsibility of the attorney assisting in the formation of the corporation. Notice it didn't say the advice of counsel, it said the attorney. After the charter has been received and filed, the incorporators and all pre-incorporation subscribers to stock meet and elect a board of directors. And right here we could do a long sidebar and a segue into Robert's Rules of Order. Because you'll find in the bylaws of virtually every corporation I've ever inquired into, when they talk about rules of order, they always specify Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, or second edition, or so whatever. That means when they all come together in their boardrooms, their meetings are conducted using Robert's Rules of Order, which is why it's so very important for you to pick up a copy of Robert's Rules of Order, newly revised, and sit down and read it. That way, when you find yourself in a school board meeting or any of these other unelected boards and councils that are out there, those few that yet remain that actually do follow Robert's Rules of Order instead of the Delphi technique, that you might have some understanding of what's going on and how you can interact within that deliberative assembly. After the charter has been received and filed, the incorporators and all pre-incorporation subscribers to stock meet and elect a board of directors. They may also approve the bylaws of the corporation if the applicable law so provides. In most instances, the bylaws must be approved by the board, but not by the shareholders. The board of directors, which has then been elected, meets, approves the bylaws, elects the officers. Notice they approve the bylaws first. It's the bylaws that specify the officers, just like the Constitution. They had a constitutional convention. They had to get their bylaws. They had to write up the Constitution, which just further reaffirms Aristotle when Aristotle wrote in his Politics that in a republic, the Constitution is the government. It's the bylaws. It's the framework. Rule by law. By law. Then they elect the officers, and then they call for the payment of the subscription price for the stock, and they make whatever decisions are necessary to commence business. The charter of a corporation is a contract and cannot be repealed or amended by the legislature unless such power has been reserved by the state when the charter was granted. Reserved by the state. And if you look in our Declaration of Independence, and if you look in our Constitution, there are these reservations. That's why I always call it the constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. And in a republic, the power is reserved to the people. The charter of a corporation is a contract. It's a covenant. And cannot be repealed or amended by the legislature unless such power has been reserved by the state when the charter was granted. The charter may be amended. Our founders were intelligent enough to put in the ways that we can amend it through constitutional amendments. The charter may be amended. It's not to be done for light or transient reasons. However, by the consent of all the stockholders or a certain portion thereof, as provided by the statute of the state of incorporation. And so what we're looking at when we get involved with this idea of corporations, we start to gain a much better idea of just what it is that is, what is it that it is, as the French like to say, what is it that it is, qu'est-ce que c'est, I think it is in French, what is it that it is, les States Unis, the United States, what is it? What is your state? What is Oklahoma? What is Missouri? What is the state of Missouri? What is the state of Oklahoma? What is Berry County? What is the County of Berry? All of these names are important. And as we continue, we'll learn more about it. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for listening. I'll be back again on Monday. I hope you will be too. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis.
Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seapanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seapanel.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.